K-State Nation, this is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, new week, trying to get back into this weekly rhythm, unfortunately, of this podcast. November 4th, 2024, the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, whether that's women's volleyball, women's basketball, opens up here another couple hours this morning out there in Manhattan, Kansas. They'll kick their official 57th season. Well, this is going to come out tonight. The reaction edition is coming up here in a second on the football side, but Green Bay going down. We'll have a postcast on that later on in this evening. Probably more than likely after the run is over. My second run is over, so that will probably come out tomorrow morning. So all things K-State sports, whether that's golf, tennis, women's soccer, it's wrapped up a couple weeks ago, everything else in between. And we got, speaking of soccer, we'll get to news that I just heard last week on that, but let's just turn the page over to this reaction of football. Terrible loss. Absolutely bad, bad, bad loss. Yes, and you don't get the feeling that you're going to lose. You play poorly. You're to a team that's supposed to beat. Well, that happened on Saturday in terrible conditions. But, again, K-State, you were supposed to be the better team. And, yet again, Willie Fritz does it again to K-State. And, yeah, I could say, well, K-State, you know, still has a path. Well, the path now is trickier because you had a straight-line path to the Big 12 championship. Hands down. Win all your games. Set yourself up for Iowa State, which, yeah, you still can do that, but you had to beat Houston still, a part of that plan, and you did not get it done against one of the worst teams in the Big 12. This is called call what it is. Again, we can't just sit here and sugarcoat it. Yeah, there's conditions, all that. I ran a half marathon over the weekend with terrible conditions. Terrible conditions, and that'll be more on that on the original EG3 podcast coming up in the middle of the week. But again, you were the better team coming in here, and again, you stumble on your own 2 feet, losing to Houston, and turn on the radio. And I was even driving in, and I probably should have just drove back early Sunday morning. Well, I just wanted to get home because I was in Salina, Kansas. Well, in Western Kansas this past weekend, including Manhattan, Kansas. I just got the feeling that, I turn on the radio and listen to Stan Wyatt Thompson and Stan Weber, the longtime K-State announcers for football and basketball. And I turned it on late because I got the notification. Well, the game's going to start behind because fact that it's lightning in the area. So when you get lightning in around the stadium, it's a late 30 minutes, right? That goes for NASCAR too. Okay. And so I was kind of oblivious to what's going on because I didn't know what the hell was going on. Then turn on the radio to the call. I'm listening to the thing. It's late first half. It's 10-3 Houston. I turn on the radio for the rest of the drive because, man, holy cow, it was the road, the highway. I-70 was an adventure, let me tell you that. 10-3 Houston. Oh, damn. this is gonna be one of them games. And K-State, yep, K-State, this football team, Chris Klieman, they've been playing fire really all season long. It feels like, anyways, playing these tight games, in particular, really, away from Bill Snyder Family Stadium, really. Because for the exception of KU, right? Kansas outplayed K-State, and K-State found a way to win. This time, K-State did not find a way to win this game. Missed opportunities, bad play calling. Defense tried to hold down Houston. Gave a big run, which ended up being the game winner, losing 24-19. Oh, by the way, K-State gets upset over on the road against Willie Fritz. Willie Fritz did it again to K-State. You got to go back to the K-State's Big 12 title season. Fritz was a head coach for Tulane. Tulane came into Bill Snyder Family Stadium and outplayed. It absolutely made K-State look terrible. Absolutely terrible in that game. No offense. in that one. Fast forward to last Saturday. Man, Avery Johnson looked like a freshman. And this offense looked like, this offense was terrible. The way around, the defense did what it could. Defense played its ass off, gave up a big run, which led to the game winner, unfortunately, right? So, I don't know. This is a bad loss. There's no way around it. You lost to the worst team, one of the worst teams, in probably the second or third worst team in the Big 12. Oklahoma State's worse. Who would have thought about that going into the year, right? But it is bad. And listening to these numbers in the pregame or in the postgame from the 3-month podcast, terrible. 2.6 yards rushing. You were in the top five. Nate, you were in the top five in the rushing category. You struggle in that. I mean, you saw the conditions. You were in the conditions. I was in the conditions here in the Midwest, up here between Salina and Manhattan. You had to know what's going on. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. Blame to go around. And Chris Klieman yet again loses a game where you're supposed to win. You're supposed to win the games you're supposed to win. Yeah, it sounds easy, right? Coming from me, it sounds easy, right? But when you put it down on the actual football field, you got to go out and do it. In case they fail to do it, and now you may kind of make things complicated. Because now you got to wait for a Colorado loss and whatnot. It could have been much easier. So you got a straight line path to the Big 12 championship. And now you have to have help. And the fact that on top of that, Iowa State lost in the same day you lost. Couldn't take advantage of it. Iowa State lost late in their game. And yeah, when I heard that score, turned that radio, heard that score. Now, K-State did take the lead when I finally got home. And then just watching that. Especially the K-State offense. Terrible. They looked terrible. And I was critical of Connor Riley earlier this year. Man, throwing these swing-ass passes on third down. Every third down, it seemed like, throwing swing passes. That's not going to cut it. Absolutely not. And yeah, I get it. The conditions were absolutely terrible. I understand that. You cannot put your young quarterback in a position where you're throwing swing passes, we're not even at the first down marker, or throwing the ball across the middle of the field in wet conditions. That's not going to cut it either. And Avery Johnson, I'm trying to pull up the stats while I'm talking here. K-State did strike first in the first quarter, 3-0, and then Houston, I came into the game late in the second quarter. They are trailing Houston like, what the hell is going on? It's the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here with us, reaction edition. K-State gets upset by Houston, by bad team Houston. But again, Willie Fritz, I might keep underestimating how good coach he is. But damn, him and his coaching staff out coach Chris Klieman. That's what I know for sure. And now K-State, 24-19 loss on the road in rainy-ass Houston. And now you make things a little bit complicated in the big, as far as trying to get to the Big 12, because you got to have now Colorado needs another loss, because we already beat Colorado, right? We barely beat Colorado over there with the late game, without the late game heroics. Where was the late game heroics on Saturday? Not to be found in the rain. That is plain and simple there as well. So you got to have now Colorado lose, and you have to go to Ames to try to beat Iowa State. BYU now officially is the only undefeated Big 12 team in the conference now. Who would have thought? Who would have had that on their bingo card going into the season? Not me, that's for sure. K-State, 13 points in the second quarter, took the lead, only scoring 3 points in the third quarter. And then nothing for the rest of this game from K-State. Houston didn't score in the third quarter, but scored 14 unanswered in the fourth, the sea of the upset there in this game. And it is mind-blowing that, yet again, every year, it happens every year, we got to expect it, that Chris Klieman, this coaching staff, they're going to get the blame, all the blame. And part of the play, too, but on the field as well. But this coaching staff, they ought to know better by now that, and apparently they don't, because you lose to teams that you should beat on the road. It's just not going to cut it. Avery Johnson, Only 238 yards, 23 of 39. Seems like most of that was like short yardage situations. The third down swing passes, it irritated me. Dude, what are you doing? But anyways, you're a touchdown and two picks for Johnson. I was right on that, by the way. So yeah, he threw two picks. DJ Giddens, only 50 yards. Dylan Edwards, 8 carries, 31 yards. Wait, hang on. DJ Giddens, 50 yards. Dylan Edwards, another 31 on 8 totes. Avery Johnson, 18 carries on 8 runs. Jace Brown, your leading receiver of this game. 3 catches for 86, including a nice one of the, if not one of the more prettier balls thrown in the rain all afternoon long in Houston from Avery Johnson. Keegan Johnson, a big game. Touchdown, 6 catches for 76 yards. Austin Romain continues his fine play on the defensive side of the ball. Like I said, the defense did what they're supposed to do. But yes, you give up a run, long-ass run for a touchdown, which sealed the game there. Can't tackle. Austin Romain, 12 total tackles on the afternoon there. Brennan Mott, Austin Moore, and Jordan Riley. Mott and Moore, 7 tackles apiece, total tackles. And Jordan Riley had 5 total tackles on the day. KSK say gets unfortunately upset again, and now the path gets a little bit more complicated. You gotta have help from somebody to beat Colorado again. It's just a fumble mess up there, and it's bad loss. It just no ways around it, folks. And there's no ways around it, folks. I'm not gonna sugarcoat that because look, it's late in the season and. The offense, yeah, the play calling, I don't know. I question that a lot. And yet again, Connor Riley's in the middle of that. Swing passes and all that. I don't know. It's just that ear. That really pissed me off. off there. So, it is what it is now. I mean, here we are. You have to be Iowa. Regardless, we had to be Iowa State to get in to the Big 12 Championship. And now you have to have additional help. So, a season where Big 12 expectations, you know, this is the best roster since Chris Klieman had and all that. It didn't look like it out there for sure. Sloppy, absolutely sloppy offensively. And that was alarming. When I turned on that radio toward the end of that first half, I'm like, what the hell is going on in Houston? What are we doing down there? So, I don't know, was it the delay or whatever it is, or it's too sleepy, whatnot. Now, you pretty much have to win out. That just, you can't detour that. You gotta win out. Pretty simple. You can't beat Houston, so now the path now is a little bit more difficult than you're supposed to. You had a straight line path, went out, set yourself up against Iowa State, which, again, that's still a possibility, but now you're adding on more complications for yourselves, and the coaching staff is definitely to blame for this. It's just absolutely no excuse whatsoever. You lose to an under 500 team, and look, I'm not trying to take away from nothing. Willie Fritz, standing ovation for y'all coaching staff. Willie Fritz did the Chris Klieman again. So Chris Klieman, again, seems to can't learn from his own mistakes. Year in, year out, when you're trying to be somebody you're supposed to be, and you pretty much play on there to their level. Look, weather conditions and everything else, we get to try to throw excuses. You know, it's rainy and all that. Lightning, we're too sleepy. We don't want to play this game. Fact of the matter is, you lost this game, and now your path to the Big 12, to Arlington, just got a little bit more difficult now. And now you must, all caps, went out. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content. We'll be back here, or I'll be back on the mic later on this evening to talk postcast. K-State women's basketball getting officially started with their season. 57th season of women's basketball at Manhattan, Kansas. They host Green Bay here. I'm recording this in the morning. In a couple hours here as K-State women's basketball. A lot of high expectations. We already knew this by now. So definitely excited to get that on the way. I believe men's basketball is going to be followed behind that as well. So stay tuned for more K-State coverage this week. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, again, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button every time. Or you should hit that bell every time we post content daily, almost daily, free and available daily, whenever you get to listen to your K-State podcast. That's going to wrap things up on this reaction edition. K-State gets upset on the road by Houston, 24. K-State, 19. Eddie Greer, KC Missouri, Alex ain't out there in Santa California. The Pearl Project podcast, a new week begins. Go Cats.